40 also means this. 40 means not just a time of testing and trial, but 40 also simply means this. 40 can be a time, after 40 is a time of transition. So when you see 40 happen in the Bible, then you after that, you'll start seeing things transition. So you think, well, we just, pastors started the church in 83, and now it's just 40 years, and Sister Cora just happened to just because she just happened. No, there's something going on behind the scene, because after 40, there is getting ready to be something amazing happen that you can see it throughout the Bible. Why would God do it for Moses? He did it for Jesus. He did it for Noah. He did it for all these different people and did 40, 40, 40. Then when he get to Houston, Mississippi, he said, I run out. If he did it for them, is he going to do it in Houston? I'm sorry, I thought I slipped into another church. If he did it for them, can he do it in Houston?
Yes.
I'm gonna try this side over here. If he did it in the Bible, can he do it for Houston, Mississippi?
Yes.
Somebody say this, the best
is yet to come.
So in the book of Joshua, we're going to talk a little bit about Joshua. There's three things I'm going to hit. I'm going to go ahead and tell you everything up front just for the sake of time. We're going to talk about three different things. And if you got it, I think I gave it to you. If you got it, go ahead and put it on the board. We're going to talk about this and going over into the next 40. There's three different things you're going to need. Number one, boldness. Number two, strategies. Number three, you're going to need to speak. We are speaking spirits. Pastor, I've been confessing for years. Ain't nothing happened. Who told you stop? I've been saying this is going to come to pass for years. It ain't come to pass yet. Who told you to quit? Reverend Keith Moore said it like this. He said, if you're willing to stand forever, you'll never have to stand long. Amen. So we're going to talk about this in Joshua. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses had tucked the people, y'all remember that? He tucked the people into the wilderness, trying to get them over into the promised land. Now Moses is dead. He said, arise and go over to Jordan for all this people. And he said unto that I would give them the children of Israel. In every place the sole of your foot, now I want y'all to underline this, everywhere the soles of your foot shall tread upon, I have given you, as I said unto Moses. I have underlined in my Bible cities. Everywhere the soles of your foot tread in this city, he wants to give it to you. Everywhere the soles of your foot tread in your community, God wants to give it to you. But we're going to talk about strategies on how to get it. See, it's one thing to just be talking about something, but it's another thing to find strategies. So let's keep reading. Skip down to verse 5. There shall not any man be able to withstand you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And I will not fail you nor forsake you. He didn't look at verse 6. We were talking about both. He said, be strong and be of good courage unto this people. Thou shalt divide for an inheritance of the land, and I have sworn to thy fathers to give them. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Somebody said boldness. Joshua had a, Joshua had something going on. He said, now Moses is dead. The people got to get over into the promised land. And Joshua, God said, Joshua, I'm looking to you to get them over there. But this is what's going to happen. You got to go in and be strong. You got to be courageous. I'm going to, well, you can actually use those words and come up with one word. You got to be bold. Amen. You got to be bold. Somebody say boldness. Look at your neighbor and say boldness. God will have you do some things this year that you would thought, well, my God, I can't do that. But you got to be bold anyway. Did I slip somewhere else? I said, you got to be bold anyway. See, I can talk about other people. Let me talk a little bit about myself. I remember one time it was a lady, I was just getting ready to start a message, and all of a sudden God spoke to me. He said, I want to heal somebody. He said, somebody, is, and I was like, well, who is that? And I said, so somebody got some pain going on? And this lady came down, just happened to be a white lady. She came down, and when she started walking to me, the Spirit of God said, hit her. I just woke everybody up just then. The Spirit of God, he said, hit her. And my thought was, I can't hit that woman. I don't hit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He said, hit her. And I was like, well, Lord, I can't do it. And then when she said, I woke up and there was a pain going down the side of my neck, down my back. I cannot move. She could not move her neck. She was moving her whole body when she was telling me this. And I said, Lord, I'm battling this in my mind. I said, I can't hit this woman. And I looked at her and I said, God told me to hit you. She looked at me like, what? Yeah. I said, he told me to hit you. And I said, turn, I didn't smack her, y'all. I mean, y'all look like, what did he punch her? No, I didn't punch her. So she turned around and when she did, and she said there was a pain going, and I went like this, and bam. When I hit her in the neck, but it took some boldness to do that. God will have you do some stuff that you wasn't intending to do. I hit that lady and just popped in the back of the neck. When I did, the first two rows fell backwards. All the people living, the power of God knocked them backwards. That woman slopped over and she come back and she said, it's gone. I said, thank you, Jesus. Watch this, that wasn't me. See, God will have you to do some things. Going over into this next 40, you're going to do some things that you wouldn't even think that it's not possible to do. And you got to have boldness to do it. You got to be bold to speak what God tell you to speak. Be bold to do what he tell you to do. The sister that was singing, be bold and sing anyway. Sing that cancer completely out of you. Be bold just to do stuff. Remind me of something. I had a lady one time. I preached at a little storefront church in Tupelo. Lady walks up. With an emphysema bag on, with the tank. She had the in her nose, and I'm not saying she was just, you know, she was plus size, and y'all forgive me, y'all know what I mean. She was a little plus size, and so she come up, she was, she couldn't hardly breathe. And I said, God, what did I do with this? And she said, I'm having problem breathing. And she had she was carrying the little emphysema tank, and I said, okay, I said, Lord. So I said, God, I'm gonna pray. And then before I know it, this just come up. I'm talking about boldness. This just come up. I said, lady, when I pray for you, what you couldn't do? She said, I couldn't hardly move. I can't hardly breathe. I said, can you touch your toes? As God is my witness, she looked at me like, I ain't seen my toes in years. So what you mean, touch them? And this is what I said. I said, when I pray for you, I said, you will bend. I said, I want you to bend over and touch your toes. And I said, if you don't touch your toes, I'm going to jump on your back. And she looked at me. She said, okay. I laid hands on and I command that thing. I command those lungs to be open. When I did, as God is my witness, the people was there. That woman bent all the way down and put the palm of her hand on the floor. And guess what I said? Thank you, Jesus. Boldness. What was he telling Joshua? He said, I'm going to get you over into the promised land. The 40 years is up, but you're going to go over, but you cannot go over unless you're strong and be very courageous and be like a bulldog, the righteousness as bold as a lion. Say bold. It's the only way you're going to get over is being bold. Amen? Boldness. So let's look at verse 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night and observe to do all according that is written therein. And so shall you make your way prosperous and you're going to have good success. He told Joshua, he said, after this 40 is over with Moses, you will be prosperous and you will have good success. Guess what he was doing? This is my next point. He was giving him strategies. If you've been praying for something and you haven't got the answer to it, I want everybody to look up at me. How many of you ever take time to pray and say, God, give me strategies? See, there is a strategy to God.